Blog Talk Radio.
NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show here, Rick Saratella. We got an NFL Draft Bible Extravaganza Show to kick off the season. A lot of special guests lined up, ready for the NFL Scouting Combine and Pro Day schedule. And first off, to kick off the show, we got Tyler Shoemaker from Boise State. All he does is know how to score touchdowns. And we're going to welcome Tyler to the show with his 16 touchdown receptions this past season in 2011. How you doing, Tyler?
Hey, Rick. Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, appreciate you joining some time, taking out some busy schedule you have preparing for the upcoming 2012 NFL draft. And, I know you're working out there in Indianapolis trying to get some good times on your 40, some bench press reps up. And tell me just a little bit about your workout regimen and what you've been doing over there in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I'm out here at Indy. I'm in St. Vincent Sports Performance training. We got a six-day-a-week schedule. We got our runs in the morning, get our 40 work in, our top-end speed work. And then in the afternoon, we come back in and get a lift, stretch, and all the treatment recovery stuff. So it's been a fun process so far. We've definitely been on our grind every day, and it's been fun with the guys out here, just trying to get bigger, faster, stronger.
Rick Saratella joined by Tyler Shoemaker, Boise State University. Now, Tyler, you're out there with a good group of prospects, about 20, 30 guys in this upcoming draft prospect group. And, anyone out there that wants to follow the guys over at Defining Sports, you can follow them on Twitter at Defining Sports and get updates on these guys as they train for their path to the draft. Talk to me a little bit, Tyler, about the competitiveness and just about the good competitiveness atmosphere. You guys try to push each other out there. Just talk about what it's like being with this group of college football all-stars.
It's great. We're very competitive. I think you put a group of guys together like that in this kind of situation, and the competitors and all of us come out. I think we got guys from all over: Purdue, Oregon State, Oregon, Tennessee, Indiana, everywhere. So it's been good. Lots of competition. I think everybody's kind of found their guy that you kind of make those one-on-one matchups, and we're all pushing each other to get the best we can.
All right, you talk about competition. Boise State is no stranger to that. One of the top college football programs in the country. Talk a little bit about some of the tougher opponents that you faced throughout your career and how you fared against them.
Every game for us is a big game, but we've definitely had our fair share of hype games. It's kind of cool. We got Cliff Harris out here from University of Oregon. Played against those guys a couple times. We got two guys from Oregon State, played against those guys. And then we also probably the toughest games have been, Georgia, Virginia Tech, even the TCUs. So all those guys have been fun, those teams that get the challenges, good gut check time to see what you're really all about. But, the Broncos handle business.
Absolutely, and it seems like you handle your business because all you do is score touchdowns, 3 against Toledo, 2 against Tulsa, 2 against Colorado State, 2 against Air Force, 3 against San Diego State, even 1 in the bowl game this past season against Arizona State. 16 touchdowns on the season. The question I want to know is, why are you not an Indy? Talk about a combine snub. We've seen Boise State receivers from just a year ago, Austin Pettis, Titus Young. Why do you think you got snubbed this year? I think you should be out there in Indy at the combine, but what's going on with that?
I don't know. I thought I was going to get invited too. I'm a little disappointed by that, but I take everything as a blessing in disguise. So I'm out here working my best to get ready for Pro Day, and that's really all I can control for now.
Tyler Shoemaker, Boise State University. You know, what doesn't kill you just makes you stronger, Tyler. I got to tell you that. Now, you've had the fortunate experience to play with a great quarterback by the name of Kellen Moore. Let's talk a little bit about catching touchdowns from that character.
Man, what is there to say? You know, the winningest quarterback of all time in college history. Just a great guy. Kellen and I was very fortunate to have him for all 5 years there. Even our redshirt year, you know, we had our connection and started developing that relationship. And really, I can only put my success on him and just be thankful for having him throw me the ball every chance he got. And he made me a better player as well as everybody else around us a better player.
Yeah, great combination there. At Boise State, Tyler Shoemaker joining us on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tyler, before we delve into some of your career and your strengths and weaknesses, we got you listed here at about 6'1.5", 215. Is that about accurate?
Yeah, I'm around there between 6'1", 6'2", 220 right about right now. Feeling good, feeling strong.
Okay, and you got the March day, pro day coming up March 22nd. What do you think you'll be running there? You think you'll be in the 4.50 range or over under? What do you think there?
I hope I'm not that high. I've been pretty consistent in the 4.4s training out here. You know, my goal is to get down to 4.40, somewhere around there.
Okay.
You know, anything under a 4.5, I'll be happy with. Just continue grinding this last couple weeks out before pro day and, you know, seeing what I can really get down to.
All right, there you have it. Tyler Shoemaker telling you he's going to run in the 4.40 range come the Boise State Pro Day on March 22nd as we down to the 2012 NFL Draft. Just 73 days away, folks. And we're going to bring you the players you need to know first, just like we do each and every year in the past. Tyler Shoemaker, one to watch for. Tyler, what's some of the things that you worked on improving in your game this past season? Some strengths and then some of your weaknesses.
I think what I worked on a lot, you know, coming into this season is being diverse, learning all the receiver positions. You know, I kind of bounced around and was able to do everything from the slot to the inside to even line up at some tight end stuff. So I think just being learning the playbook, you know, back to front completely, you know, down pat, that was a big thing. I think cleaning up some of my details on my routes, you know, was something I really worked on this summer. And then just always, you know, speed and strength, you know, bigger, faster, stronger.
All right, Tyler Shoemaker here, 2011 All-Mountain West Football First Team selection. And, you know, what we like to do here at the NFL Draft Bible is bring the players you need to know first before the other people do. And, you know, that's what we like to do. You know, you're kind of flying under the radar, Tyler, and we mentioned it before about, you know, Austin Pettis, Titus Young. You've had the fortunate opportunity to play with some players that have made it on to the elite level at the NFL. Have you been in contact with these guys at all? Have they given you any advice as far as what to expect preparing for the next level?
Oh, yeah. You know, those two are some of my closest friends at Boise. And to see their success that they've had this year and kind of get a feel from them, the process that I'm going through now and, you know, kind of what's going to be happening in the next 6 months or so, it's just been I've been very thankful to have those guys. You know, they just take the ease off my mind.
You mentioned some of these opponents that you faced this past season and throughout your career, even some SEC foes, which most people consider the elite or top conference in college football, you know, the likes of Georgia and whatnot. Now, who was the toughest opponent for you to face throughout your career, whether it be this year or, you know, through the past years? Who were some of the tougher opponents that you had to face, whether it be one-on-one or even in practice? Because, you know, Kyle Wilson right here in my own backyard for the New York Jets also came from Boise, a New Jersey native. So I know, you know, whether it be Boise State or even an opponent, who's the toughest competition you had to face throughout your career?
I mean, I think you might have hit it right there. In practice, the battles with Kyle Wilson, Orlando Scandrick, Brandon Thompson, even Jamar Taylor, who's got, you know, he'll be a senior this year at Boise. Those are some of the the most intense matchups I've had. You know, I've also had some good ones in some games. Boykin from Georgia this year was very good. The TCU whole secondary was good this year. So there's definitely some talent all over, but I think, you know, the most reps against the best guys is probably at Boise.
Yeah, you know, as you sit there and rattle off those names, you know, you look around and talk about these players that are now sitting in the NFL, that's quite a resume that you've gone up against, once again, in practice or facing opponents. That's quite a top-caliber list of players. Now, you mentioned the TCU game. Let's talk about that for a second because, you know, you guys pretty much won every game except that game. It was a heartbreaker, 36-35. Other than that, you guys had a perfect season. You know, talk about that game and what it meant to you and what you guys took out of it.
You know, it was a tough one. I definitely won. You want to win coming down to the wire. I think, you know, as a team, we did all we could. We got ourselves in a good position at the end, and we just couldn't quite finish it off. You know, you always can look back and say what could have been, what should have been, but, you know, it's what happened. I think it was a little bit painful, especially for the seniors, having not lost on the blue field until then. And, you know, we didn't want to be that team to do that. But, you know, streaks break, and we start a new one, and it'll be good.
Well, let me, while we're talking about it, let me just get your opinion on the whole BCS selection and, you know, whether or not, you know, do you like the format of the BCS, or do you think there should be a college football playoff format? Just your personal opinion.
I mean, I'd love to see a playoff. You know, give some teams that usually don't get the shot to really make a difference and make it to that big game. But as it is right now, you know, you just got to take it like it is, and the BCS system is here for now. So I think, you know, for teams, it's not to get too caught up in the whole BCS this, BCS that. It's to take games one game at a time and, you know, just try to get that W on Saturdays.
Talking to Tyler Shoemaker, Boise State wide receiver, a name you need to know as we get closer to the 2012 NFL Draft. Just 73 days away, Rick Saratella here, NFL Draft Bible Radio. And again, Tyler Shoemaker, all he does is catch touchdowns, folks. 16 touchdowns, stepping up this past season, replacing the big shoes of Austin Pettis, Titus Young, Kellen Moore's go-to wide receiver. And we're lucky enough to have him here right now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tyler, tell me something and tell the audience something that we might not know about you.
I'm actually a chef on my own terms. I love cooking. I love being in the kitchen. I think it's just developed, you know, trying to eat healthy and you know, stay really clean diet, but I just love it.
All right. Well, don't tell the ladies that because you'll have to get a fly swatter if they find that out.
I might have used that once in a while.
All right. And what about outside of the NFL? What are your goals, your future goals outside of playing in the NFL, you know, maybe down the line 10, 20 years from now? What do you hope to do outside of your pro playing career?
Once football gets over, I'd like to go back and finish my master's degree. I started it. I have a business degree right now, and I was working towards my MBA. So that's kind of the next step when I get done playing, whenever that might be. And hopefully in some point I'd like to own my own business. I got a couple ideas floating around in the head, so see if I can make those become reality.
All right, Tyler Shoemaker here, Boise State wide receiver, as we count you down to the 2012 NFL Draft. Just 73 days away, folks, as we sit here on this February 13th. And, Tyler, just to, you know, a little bit to get to know you outside of the football field, outside of the hash marks, you know, maybe give me, if I said, you know, give me three dinner guests you would like to have. If you could pick any three people from the past, present, or future, you know, who would it be and why?
Shoot, I definitely have to say Michael Jordan. Probably Jerry Rice, and man, put me on the spot. Probably Bobby Flay. He's one of my favorite chefs. So maybe get some pointers from him.
Yeah, I had the opportunity to interview Bobby. He's a he's a big pony guy. He owns a couple horses, and he likes to race the ponies. I know that. But I guess you got a little bit of cooking flavor in you. So whatever team is lucky enough to draft you, I think maybe you might be cooking up some meals in your near future.
Might have to do it, you know, help some of the teammates out.
Yeah, you know, we'll whip up some grilled cheese real quick, you know what I mean? Tyler Shoemaker, Boise State. We're getting up close and personal with him, bringing you the players you need to know right here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. Tyler, tell us, you know, if I'm an NFL team, you know, tell me why should I draft you?
You know, I'm just going to bring hard work to the table every day. I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to learn the playbook fast. I'm going to run good routes. I'm going to catch the ball. You know, I'm going to be productive, and I'm going to give everything I got to be a member of that team.
All right, before I let you go, we like to do a little something called three and out. I'm going to ask you three quick, hard-hitting questions. And, you know, just give me the answer off the top of your head, whatever comes to your mind. Favorite movie?
Training Day.
Okay. Favorite actress?
Ooh, actress. Julia Roberts.
Okay. That's an oldie but goodie.
Yeah, she's solid.
A little pretty in pink. All right. Did you watch the Grammys last night?
I did.
Okay, tell me, who was your favorite performance from last night?
I don't know why. I like that Adele. She can sing it.
Yeah, she did her thing. You know, I thought it was interesting. She won 6 Grammys last night, and Whitney Houston won 6 Grammys in her whole career. How's that for a stat?
I know, right?
All right, Tyler, you're off the hook, man. It's been a fun time talking to you, and we hope to follow up with you after your pro day on March 22nd. I know you're going to light it up and show these guys what the Boise State wide receivers are made of, because you guys have a great pedigree, and you know, I'm sure that you'll be very successful on your path to the draft. But we will check in with you after the pro day, and we look forward to speaking with you, sir.
Perfect. Thank you, Rick. Appreciate your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks a lot. And once again, that is Tyler Shoemaker of Boise State University. You know, folks, I'm telling you, you know, I'm not blowing smoke up your you-know-what when I tell you we bring you the players you need to know first. I mean, this kid is lights out. I don't know if you guys caught any Boise State games this year, but all this kid does is catch touchdowns, 16 touchdowns. Not only that, he averages 16 yards a catch. I don't know what more you can ask for. 62 receptions, nearly 1,000 yards. Kellen Moore's go-to guy. You know, you talk about carrying the weight of on your shoulders of stepping up and taking on the role of, you know, not only Austin Pettis and Titus Young leaving. I mean, this guy was the go-to guy. So all you have to do is ask Kellen Moore, and he'll tell you, you know, that he's the man. So Tyler Shoemaker is our first guest here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And we'll be talking to Ben Jones next. And we look forward to that interview as we keep it moving here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And we are going to take a quick break and come back and talk to Ben. So right after this. at it again, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We are so blessed to have a great list of prospects calling into the show today. Up next, we're going to have Ben Martin, the defensive end from Tennessee. And, you know, if you don't know Ben Martin, he's another player here that is kind of flying under the NFL Draft radar. You know, he's coming off an Achilles tear, but he's back on the rebound and getting ready for his pro day on March 16th. That is the Tennessee pro day. And we are privileged to have Mr. Ben Martin join us here on his hectic schedule as he prepares for his pro day. Welcome to the show, Ben.
How you doing? Thanks for having me.
All right, well, we appreciate you taking some time out of your hectic schedule. And again, Ben, you know, I mentioned the Achilles tendon. I know you had some struggles with some injuries this past season, but talk to us about the Achilles and the knee. How's it feeling?
For the most part, everything is good right now. I've been rehabbing pretty well. Everything's good and not giving me any problems right now.
And do you feel that you will be 100% for your pro day workout on March the 16th?
Oh, definitely. I'm feeling really good right now and just getting better every day. And on pro day, I should be ready to go.
All right, sounds good. So there you have it. You heard it here first. Ben Martin, University of Tennessee defensive end, says he will be 100% for his pro day on March the 16th at the University of Tennessee. And, you know, Ben, we got you at about 6'3", 265. Is that accurate?
Actually, I think I must have grew an inch when I got here because I'm 6'4", 270 right now.
Okay, all right. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with being country strong. you know, just talk about this past season and how it was for you, dealing with a little bit of adversity with the injuries and everything. Just talk about that whole experience.
Oh, this season was it was a rough one for us, especially for me. You know, got banged up a lot. I don't think I was fully recovered from my surgery back in February. I just kind of jumped into things and just it was kind of like one problem after another. So I wasn't as productive as I would have liked to have been, but just got taken a stride and just move on from it.
Okay, and what do you think is the biggest aspect of your game that you improved this past year?
The biggest aspect of my game I think I improved was probably holding my own on the run and just not getting knocked out of gaps and stuff like that. I was a lot heavier, a lot stronger than I usually was. So I think that helped me a lot.
Okay, and I know you're Cincinnati, you're from the Natty. How did you wind up at Tennessee? Talk to us a little bit about that experience.
Well, they made a late push in recruiting, and my top schools were them, Ohio State, and Notre Dame. And when I looked at it, I wanted to play early, and the best place for me to do that were either at Notre Dame or at Tennessee. So I just went with the place I felt more comfortable, and that was Tennessee. I've liked the coaching staff there, and I felt like things were going the right way, and it just felt like home to me.
Talking to Ben Martin, University of Tennessee, this kid is going to be a difference maker at the next level. Talking about somebody who had 5 sacks, 6 tackles for a loss just a year ago before the injury in the SEC conference, Ben. You know, listen, playing in the SEC is the elite of the elite of college football. You know, who are some of the tougher opponents, whether it be tougher teams or individual players? You know, who's the guy that really, you know, dug his elbow in your ribs and gave you a rough time?
I'd probably say as a team, probably this year, I'd say LSU. They were really good this year. LSU was really strong on pretty much across the board. But you play good linemen every week, week in and week out. The guys at Georgia were just huge. And Alabama, they always have a solid line. But I think probably LSU was the best we played this year.
Yeah, LSU, Alabama, whichever way you want to go, throw Florida in there. SEC, year in and year out, produces the most NFL draft prospects without a doubt. And, you know, it makes a big difference, you know, adjusting to the next level. Have you spoke to any former teammates about the difference in the caliber of play and just the speed of the play and even the playbook itself? There's so many adjustments that need to be made when you're transitioning from the next, you know, from the college to the next level at the NFL pro game. Have you spoke to any past teammates, and have they given you any advice in terms of just preparing for the next level?
Yeah, I'm really close with Turk McBride, so I talked to him a lot about it. And also Robert Ayers, he plays for Denver right now. I just talked to those guys, and the number one thing they harp on, like, your first year in the league is just know your playbook and know what you're doing. And, like, they said you're good enough to play, like, play with anybody, but the mental part of just knowing where you're supposed to be, when you're supposed to be there, might be the toughest part. So just make sure you know that in and out. And be ready to play special teams, because if you're not a first rounder, you're going to play some special teams. So I'm ready to do whatever it takes to make the squad.
Oh, yeah, you know, do whatever it takes, special teams, whatever the case may be. And that playbook is a beast. Let me tell you, I've had an opportunity to see those NFL playbooks, and they are five times the size of the stuff you see in college. So that's going to be a big adjustment for you. But, again, you know, you have a little bit of an advantage playing in the SEC because the speed of the game is there when you're talking about elite college football prospects. Now, Tennessee, you guys had a little bit of an up-and-down season. Just talk about this past year and what your goals were and what you hoped to accomplish and how it all played out.
This past year, we obviously wanted to make it to a bowl and have a winning record, and that just didn't work out for us. We had a couple injuries on offense that prevented that. Key receiver was out, Justin Hunter. Then our quarterback was out the next week at Georgia, and it was just kept getting banged up and trying to, like, plug guys in here and there to, basically patch up our team. And it obviously didn't work out in our favor. We lost a great safety before the season. It was just a rough year for us.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, sometimes dealing with adversity makes you a stronger person and a stronger player. So, you know, what did you take away from that experience personally?
Personally, I took away from it that you need to hold each other accountable more than I guess we were doing at the time. And you just got to have guys ready to step up. And I don't think we had that enough of that last year.
All right. We're talking to Ben Martin, University of Tennessee defensive end, as he makes his path to the draft. Pro Day coming up on March 16th. Ben, I know you're excited about that. How do you feel about the measurables in terms of 40 time, bench press? You want to throw any measurables out there, some guesstimations? You want to tease the audience a little bit?
I guess right now my bench press is pretty good. I'm guessing around probably 35 reps at the pro day, hopefully more, but I'm guessing right around there.
All right, well, there you have it. 35 reps is pretty impressive. And, you know, we're definitely keeping tabs on Ben Jones here at the NFL Draft. Bob, Rick Saratella joined by Ben Jones, University of Tennessee defensive end. Ben, tell us something that we might not know about you personally off the field.
Personally off the field? Something you don't know about me. I have a large shoe collection, but I wear large shoes also, so probably that.
All right, what size? Well, if you're going to put that out there, you know, you got to let them know. What size do you wear, Ben?
I wear a 16. I probably have close to, like, I'm guessing 50 pair of shoes right now.
let me ask you this. What exactly is the price? When you wear size 16 shoes or sneakers, I mean, what exactly is the process? Because I know, you know, I'm size 13, and most of the stores don't have that. So, like, do you have a special order? Do you order it online? How exactly does that work?
Well, it's a frustrating process, really. But basically what I do is I walk into the store, and I don't look at the shoes on the wall because chances are they don't have most of the stuff you want anyway. So I ask them what they have in the 16, and they'll bring out usually, like, five or six boxes. They're probably the ugliest shoes in the store. Or they tell you, we can order something for you, but you'll be able to pick it up in, like, 3 to 5 business days. So I usually order it.
So it's kind of like a process of elimination type of deal.
Right.
All right. Talking to Ben Jones here, University of Tennessee defensive end, as we lead him up to his path to the draft. March 16th coming up soon. Ben, we like to do a little something called three and out. Three quick heavy hitter questions. Not so heavy. They're actually light. But, you know, just throw it out there. Whatever comes to your mind first. If you had a preference to be a cat or a dog, which would it be?
Dog.
No hesitation from the defensive-minded Jones. You know, we like to throw some fun stuff out there. What's your favorite meal? You know, coming from Cincinnati and playing in Tennessee, there's a little bit of difference of culture. So what would be your favorite meal?
Oh, man. Well, down in Tennessee, I got used to, like, the steak and potatoes. But from being from Cincinnati, you know, I was just at home Saturday, so we had Skyline chili and a cheese cone, so that was pretty good, too.
All right. How about this? Give me one place. If I'm in Cincinnati and I'm in Tennessee, give me one place each that I should go and check out and eat.
Oh, if you're in Tennessee, you got to go to Arbery's because their food is delicious and it's, like, well-priced. And Cincinnati, you got to go get La Rosa's Pizza or just go there because that's delicious too.
All right. Well, I'm from Jersey now, so I don't know if I want some Cincinnati pizza. Maybe I'll take you up on the Tennessee steak and potatoes. You know, before we let you go, the last one, you know, what's on the Ben Jones iPod right now? What's in the rotation?
On my iPod right now, it's the Drake CD. It's like the whole CD in rotation. Now, that and a little bit of that's pretty much it right now. Just listening to that.
All right. Everybody's on the Drake-ish. That's cool. I'm with it. So, Ben, before we let you go, if I'm an NFL team, tell me why I should draft you.
Because I'm willing to do anything it takes to make the team better, whether that's play defense, special teams, if you want to play me on offense to do something, like, I'm willing to do whatever it takes to make the team. I'm a team player, and they're going to come in, work hard every day, and give you everything I got.
All right, that's Ben Martin, University of Tennessee defensive end, taking some time out from his St. Vincent's training up in Indianapolis, where the 2012 NFL Scouting Combine will be taking place. And Ben, we'll be keeping tabs on you as you continue your path to the draft. Ben Martin, University of Tennessee defensive end, thanks a lot for taking some time out of your busy schedule and joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, there you have it. Ben Martin, University of Tennessee, and we will be hitting you with another NFL Draft prospect in just a second. We'll be right back. the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And you know how we do it. Can't stop, won't stop. We just want to keep bringing you top prospects coming up for the 2012 NFL Draft. And as we keep it rolling, we have Oregon State outside linebacker Cameron Collins, a playmaker, if you might say. And he joins us now on the Player Spotlight Show. Welcome to the show, Cameron.
How you doing?
Oh, we're doing good. Appreciate you taking some time out of your busy schedule up there at St. Vincent's in Indianapolis. And let's start right there. You know, how's it been with the atmosphere and the competition with such a large, strong group of NFL prospects all training together? You know, how's the adrenaline flowing inside the gymnasium doors?
It's awesome, man. Every day people are getting better. We got a good group of guys to compete with, and that all have the end goal in mind of, you know, being an impact player and getting picked up, and it's just great. It's a great atmosphere to come in and work in every day with people that you know that I've met, you know, over a month ago that I've become, you know, real close with, and you know, keep pushing me and I push them. So it's great.
All right, we're talking to Cameron Collins, Oregon State outside linebacker, getting ready for his pro day here in March 16th for the Oregon State pro day. March 16th. Keep an eye on Cameron Collins. This kid's a playmaker. Talk to us a little bit, Cameron, about making the switch from safety last season over to outside linebacker. What kind of adjustments did you have to make in your game?
I think the biggest thing was, you know, getting more comfortable being, you know, down in the box, because there's a lot of similarities in our defense. You know, safeties, you know, obviously are, you know, important, you know, just defending the pass and the deep ball, but also have a leverage on run play. So, you know, our safeties, you know, do play a huge part in the run. But I think the biggest thing for me making that switch to outside linebacker is just being closer to the line of scrimmage and, you know, knowing exactly what gaps to cancel. And probably the biggest thing, you know, developing a chemistry with the other two backers and knowing that, you know, if I play fast, you know, the middle back will play over the top and vice versa. So
now you have a little bit of an unusual background, and I say that because, you know, the Beavers played this 4-2-5 alignment, which is, you know, it's rare. Not too many teams play that. But talk to us a little bit about the 4-2-5 and what your role was specifically, and how do you think that'll help you transition into the NFL?
I'm not sure. I mean, the way we talked about it, you know, our defensive coordinator, Coach Banker, you know, just, you know, calls it a legit 4-3. I mean, our safeties do come down and play, you know, in the run game, but, you know, we run a pretty traditional 4-3 with a Mac and four down linemen and two outside backers. I mean, you know, if they are in a spread set with a slot receiver, then one of the outside backers is going to be removed from the box. But, you know, we run a traditional 4-3.
Okay, and, you know, I'm looking at, you know, the Oregon State schedule. I mean, you guys had a very tough schedule. I mean, you talk about Wisconsin, UCLA, Arizona State, Arizona, BYU, Utah, Stanford, Cal, Washington, Oregon. I mean, it was like no let-up in the schedule that you guys faced this past year. What did you take away in terms of individual goals and team goals this past year?
We didn't have the season that we wanted to, but, you know, I think we got a lot of character, and it's going to be fun watching those guys play the next season. You know, we had a lot of younger guys step into some important roles as well and do great jobs. We had some injuries there in the season. A lot of times we didn't have a lot of our key guys, but, you know, that's what, you know, being in the team is about. And, you know, people were forced to step in and play in some big-time roles, and we saw some good things. Just, you know, at times we couldn't finish when it really mattered as a team. And, you know, that's a heartbreaker. But, you know, we got a lot of character, and I think we finished out the season, you know, strong. And, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing those guys play next year. But, you know, I think I had a good senior season. And, you know, our record didn't always show it, but, you know, we played well.
Talking to Cameron Collins, Oregon State outside linebacker, as he gets ready for his 2012 NFL Draft Pro Day on March the 16th. Cameron, we got you right around 6'2", 240. Is that about accurate?
Yes, sir.
And you went
in today at 242. Came in, I think they gave me 6-2.5, so 242. So you're right there.
Okay, 6-2.5, 242 for Cameron Collins. You want to throw any guesses out what you might run on your pro day in the 40?
I'm looking at, you know, a medium 4.6, high 4.6.
Okay, so pretty good time that you're anticipating now. If I'm an NFL scout and you told me to go back and watch one game from your college career, whether it be this year or any year throughout your Beavers career, which game would you tell me to go and throw the tape on?
I'd take a look at when we played Stanford this past year. You know, that's obviously a quality team. And, you know, just from a schematic standpoint, I felt like I really executed our game plan. We didn't, you know, get obviously we didn't get the win, but I think from my standpoint, you know, I did my job and executed my assignment pretty well. So I was obviously disheartened by the loss, but, you know, I feel like I did, you know, what I could do in order to put the team in a better situation.
Yeah, that's a phrase you hear a lot at the NFL, you know, do your job. And you certainly did against Stanford. And even the week before at Utah, you really had a monster of a game, 11 tackles. You were all over the field against that Utah team. Talk a little bit about, you know, playing against Utah. And then also, you know, who is the toughest opponent that you did face throughout your college career?
Okay, definitely. I think that Utah game, I actually didn't play the game before that. Against Washington State, I had a little groin injury, so I missed that game. And, you know, coming in the Utah game, I just, you know, really wanted to help the team and obviously was frustrated that I couldn't play the last game. And, you know, just made it an emphasis to make sure I was could get in as many plays as possible and, you know, try to help our team get another win. And, you know, I did. I think I had, you know, a season high in tackles. I think I had 11. But, you know, it wasn't enough to help the team get the victory. But, you know, I think I was flying around well and coming off not playing the previous game, you know, I think that was a positive thing. And then also to answer your second question on toughest team just over the years, I mean, we always have good battles against Oregon in the Civil War. They always put up, you know, a great fight, and that's always probably the game I look forward to the most playing because – it's the most emotional game, and you know, it's their, you know, in-state rivals are only about 40 minutes away from us, so that's a game I always look forward to, and they're always tough. You know, but you know, playing in the Pac-10, we're playing tough teams every year. You see, USC is always good. We didn't get to play them this year, but you know, I always look forward to that game. And you know, just when you go down the board, you know, you get tough teams every year. Stanford again. Since I've, you know, went to Oregon State, they're also real tough. I mean, their offensive line has been great through the years, and then obviously having a quarterback like Andrew Luck. So, you know, they're a tough team as well.
Head on a swivel, swarm to the ball. That's Cameron Collins, Oregon State outside linebacker. He joins us right now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show with Rick Saratella. Cameron, talk to us a little bit about his strengths that you feel.
About my strengths?
Your strengths, yeah. Transitioning to the next level in the NFL,
okay.
What do you think are your biggest strengths?
I think, you know, definitely moving down to the box from safety, I think I have, you know, quality coverage skills that, you know, I think will make me have a positive impact. Also, you know, I have good speed and I'm a physical player, so I think those are my strengths. I also, you know, can't watch enough film, and that's something that I've, you know, grown to learn over the years. The more film you watch, the more you can anticipate plays and just put yourself in better position to help your team. So, you know, I think those are my strengths.
And how about as far as some of the weaknesses that you tried to improve upon this past season?
I think, you know, my biggest weakness would probably be, you know, this season and in the past spring that I was working on was just getting more reps at playing outside linebacker. I mean, I really only played two seasons at outside linebacker. In my junior year, I was more of a, you know, a nickel personnel, And, you know, it's a lot of similarities in, you know, our defense moving from safety to outside linebacker. But, I mean, it is a new position. And I think, you know, in my senior year, I was just starting to, you know, grasp that and getting better. And I think, you know, the sky's the limit for me in growing in that position. I think, you know, I didn't get to showcase exactly what I can do playing outside linebacker at Oregon State. And I think there's a lot more to go, so.
All right, Cameron Collins, Oregon State outside linebacker. Name you need to know as we get closer to the 2012 NFL Draft. Just 73 days away, folks. Be here before you know. Cameron, we like to get to know our players a little bit off the field, not just X's and O's. So, you know, maybe tell the listening audience at home, you know, maybe something that we might not know about Cameron Collins.
Sure. I think I overheard you say you were from New Jersey. I also grew up in New Jersey. A lot of people don't know that because I went to high school in Santa Monica, California, so kind of lived on both coasts. And then also I watch a lot of movies. I'm a movie buff, so I like to just, you know, in my free time, sit at home, relax, and, you know, rent a movie, or if there's a new movie, I'll go see that.
All right. Well, before we get into the movies, where are you from in Jersey?
Monmouth County. Grew up in Tin Falls.
Okay, yeah, Mom, it's, you know, home of Miles Austin.
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah, all right, so we got a little Jersey flavor on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I always like that, so I know that our three and out segment will definitely be intriguing, and since you said you're a movie buff, we'll start right there with the three and out. Just tell me whatever pops into your head. Favorite movie, Cameron?
Gladiator with Russell Crowe. Definitely. I think that's, you know, I really like that one.
Can't argue with that. Who was, I don't know if you watched the Grammys last night, did you?
I saw a little bit of it. I ended up going to bed pretty early, but I caught a little bit of it.
All right. Well, from what you saw, who was the most attractive lady you saw on the Grammys last night? Here's your chance to put it out there.
I know I got a girlfriend, so I don't want to, you know, I don't want to upset her. But I think Kate Beckinsale was there. She looked pretty good, so just throw that out there and leave it at that.
As long as you weren't Olivia on the outside, right? All right, so you know, we'll hit you with, we did three and out. That's two up, two down. We got one more to go. You know, give me, you know, since you're from Jersey, you played football in Oregon State, so you're kind of East Coast worldwide. Give me one place to eat, whether it be in Jersey or Oregon, whatever you want to do. You know, I'm Italian, so, you know, I like to eat. I always like to know good places to go to eat, and I know our listening audience does as well. So give us a good hot spot.
Okay, one of my favorite pizza places is called Pete and Elda's. Right there on the Jersey Shore. It's close to Belmar Beach. That's probably, I make sure, and whenever I get back in New Jersey, check that spot out. And, you know, I love their pizza they got there.
Man, I tell you, that Jersey Shore pizza pie, there's nothing like it. I mean, these slices are like bigger than the size of your head. I'm serious, man. I go down there, you know, all you need is one slice. I mean, it's tremendous. I mean, man. You know, I don't know if you saw Gronkowski doing that Jersey Shore fist pumping over there after the Super Bowl, but I don't want to get off the beaten path, Cameron. Before we let you go, we're talking to Cameron Collins, Oregon State outside linebacker. Name you need to know for the 2012 NFL Draft. Cameron, I'm an NFL team. Tell me why I should draft you.
I think because you're not going to find anybody else that's going to work as hard as me. And, you know, I'm willing to put in the time. I know that, you know, the more effort you put in, the more you're going to get out. And, you know, I'm willing to do, you know, whatever a team needs me to do, whether it be play special teams or, you know, play outside linebacker. So, you know, I think I'd be a good asset to have.
All right. Well, we want to thank you a lot, Cam, for joining the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. That's Cameron Collins, outside linebacker of Oregon State, training at St. Vincent's up in Indianapolis. So if you're in Indy this upcoming week and you want to say hello, he'll be in town, and your pro day is coming up March 16th. So best of luck with that, and hopefully we'll check in and touch base with you after that.
Thank you very much for having me.
I appreciate the time. Cameron Collins, Oregon State, NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we've got more future NFL Draft Pro Prospects. Because that's what we do, bring you the players you need to know as we count you down to the 2012 NFL Draft. Just 73 days away, folks. Time is ticking away, and we don't need to tell you that as we prepare to bring you the players you need to know first. And next heavy hitter we got is Chris Adkins, the free safety from Indiana. Not only is he playing college ball at Indiana, but he is actually from Indianapolis, and he's training there now at St. Vincent, getting ready for his pro day coming up. Chris, thanks for joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. And, you know, let's try this again. Chris, welcome to the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. It would help if my producer punched you in, so thanks for joining us from your hectic, busy schedule.
Oh, thank no problem. Just good to be here.
Oh, yeah, well, we're looking forward to talking to you because you know, what we like to do is bring you the names you need to know first, and Chris Adkins is definitely one of those names. So, Chris, talk to us a little bit first about training at St. Vincent's. You guys got about 20, 30 NFL draft prospects all under the same roof, competing day in and day out, trying to get your times better, trying to get your measurables better, trying to prep for your upcoming pro days and combine times. Talk to us a little bit about the competitiveness there and some of the friends you made.
Oh, well, I mean, one of the biggest things was just how surprised I was how this football fraternity really is. Just coming in here with a bunch of guys that, you know, don't know it all, and then it seems like effortlessly we just kind of became teammates. And so that's fun. We're just out here pushing each other. You know, we got great strength conditioning coaches and Greg Moore and Brandon Johnson, and we're just getting better every day, and I love it.
All right, and you know, I know this past season you had a little bit of injuries. You know, you struggled a little bit. You missed a couple games. Is everything up to par? You feeling 100% this time of year?
Yeah, I mean, I guess even compared to, you know, who I was even before the injury, I'd have to say that I'm 110% because, you know, just being here at St. Vincent's and just working with the training staff and competing with all the players, I'm just better than I've ever been.
All right, we're talking to Chris Adkins here. Indiana free safety, defensive back, could even play some cornerback as well at the next level. Chris, you had a couple of standout games this past year. You know, 11 tackles against Ball State, 10 tackles against North Texas, 7 tackles and a tackle for loss against Virginia. I mean, you know, you were kind of all over the place this past season. Who was the toughest opponent you faced? And if I'm an NFL team, which game tape should I go and put in the DVR and watch of you?
Well, I mean, as far as the toughest opponent, considering the record and everything, like, I guess I'd have to say we were our toughest opponent as far as this year goes. But I mean, you know, Wisconsin was a pretty good team when we played them. You know, it's just an honor to play in that stadium and against those kind of players. As far as a game, a specific game that I can think of, I can't really think of a specific game, you know, outside of, you know, the games that you just named.
All right, well, you know, it's good to see that you have a lighter side to yourself, and you know, you guys did have a rough year, but you know, you can't beat yourself up about it. It's all about the path to the next journey now as you turn the page and move on. Talk to us a little bit about some of the strengths of your game.
Well, you know, they're telling me that, you know, I've got good size. You know, obviously I feel like I need to get a little bigger, but I've got good size and versatility in between, you know, the corner spot and the free safety spot and maybe even a nickel spot. And luckily I was fortunate enough to have some good coaching, some good coaches through my college career, and Joe Palsik and Mallory when he came in for my senior season. And then, you know, I was able to steal a lot of skills from a lot of good players that came before me, and you know, like a Nick Polk or a Tracy Porter, and apply those kind of skills to my game. So, you know, I'm just trying to make a team, and I can do whatever it takes in special teams and on offense or on defense.
Okay, now you mentioned some of those guys that have made the transition to the next level and gone on to pro careers. Have you been in touch with any former teammates? Have they given you any advice? Have you been in communication as far as what to expect as you continue to train for the next level?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've talked to Nick Polk, you know, frequently. You know, I hit Tracy up a couple times, you know, on Twitter and things like that, just you know, hitting me with a little motivation and everything like that. But, you know, we're all brothers, and we'll probably all be brothers for life, so, you know, I make sure I keep a nice little contact with them, and they just keep pushing me on and, you know, giving me little tips and tricks in here and there on how it's going to be like at the next level, and I'm just excited and anxious.
All right, we're talking to Chris Atkins, the defensive back from Indiana University. Can play cornerback or free safety. Pick your poison, but we're talking about a 4-year starter burst onto the scene as a freshman, starting 12 games in 2008, and continue to start throughout his career. Chris, what's one of your most memorable moments you'll take away from your playing days at Indiana, whether it be on or off the field, whether it be a personal achievement playing, or whether it be a personal moment inside the locker room? What's the biggest thing you're going to miss from your college career?
I just, you know, just that football bond, that fraternity, just with all my brothers, you know, that I've met throughout my 5 years at Indiana University. Unfortunately, you know, we only were able to make it to a bowl game my redshirt year. But that the feeling that I had coming from that was just amazing. And you know, obviously I would like to have done that a few more times, but I'd have to say that bowl game was just one of the highlights of my career. And then, you know, just meeting all the people that I've met.
Absolutely. We're talking to Chris Atkins from the University of Indiana. And Chris, we got you at about 6'5", 190. Is that about accurate?
I'd say I'm about 198, 197 at this point now. I put on a little weight since I first started.
Okay, so St. Vincent's is giving you the potatoes and milk up there.
Yeah, they're giving me the tools, you know.
All right, and you want to throw out just a figure maybe in the 40 time when you expect to run, or no, not yet?
You know, just, obviously I would love to get down to the 4.4s, you know, 4-5 would be nice also, you know, just trying to get as far down as I can at this point. But, you know, who knows what it'll be on that day. Game time.
Hey, game time. You got to get your game face on. Yeah. You know, who's your favorite team or your favorite player growing up as a kid? Did you have a favorite team or a favorite player?
I was a big Cowboys fan when I was younger. You know, Emmitt Smith and, you know, Michael Irving and Deion Sanders and all that, all those Troy Aikmans, you know, during that era, I was a really big fan of that. So they'll always be on my top of my list.
Yeah, you talk about a dynasty, man. They had a hell of a run there in the 90s. I remember watching those teams, and, you know, the Cowboys either or loved them, and I hated them being from New Jersey. So, but, you know, you had to appreciate the talent, and, you know, they did have some great, great teams there with Jimmy Johnson, Barry Switzer, and, you know, Jerry Jones playing the puppet master. But, you know, what are some of your goals outside of playing in the NFL? You know, maybe when your pro day or playing career is over, what do you hope to achieve outside of the lines?
I've got a pretty great family based out in Indianapolis. And, you know, we've always been pretty close. And, you know, I'm basically just trying to maintain that closeness of a relationship and make sure that me and my family are, you know, achieving in any way that we can. No real career goals or anything set, you know, outside of football right now, just because, you know, all my attention is given to the game right now. But, you know, a future involving my family and whatever it is that we're doing, as long as we're together, is kind of one of those things that I revolve my life around. So that's the goal.
All right. And if I'm an NFL team, tell me why I should draft you, Chris.
You know, it's like I said, my versatility and experience in between the corners and the safety spot, you know, and obviously my special teams play that I've had over the course of my career just allow me to play wherever you need me to play. And, you know, I have yet to hit my upside, you know, the top of my game, so a lot of potential there. And, you know, I'm just coachable. Learn fast, and I want to learn fast. So if those are any of the things that an NFL team would be interested in, then pick me up.
All right. Well, you heard it here first. Chris Atkins, University of Indiana defense is back. Chris, here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, I'm your host, Rick Saratella. Let me ask Chris, do you have a preference what position you play, whether it be cornerback or safety? Do you have a preference, and are you open to playing special teams as well?
Well, I want to play special teams, first off. And two, I'd love to play safety at the next level. I like being back there, last line of defense, and coming down laying the wood. So if I could do that, it'd be a perfect world.
All right. Well, there you have it. Chris Atkins, University of Indiana. Before we let you go, we do something, Chris, called a little free and out. Just, you know, off the beaten track. I'll be honest with you, it's just random questions I come up with off the top of my head. I might throw you on the spot, but, you know, whatever comes off the top of your head, just let it roll off your tongue. You know, I've been hitting them with the Grammys question. I don't know if you saw the Grammys last night, but
I didn't watch the Grammys.
Okay, well, who's your favorite female entertainer, whether it be a singer or actress?
I mean, you'd have to give it to Beyonce. Just, you know why.
Enough said. No doubt about that. What's on the Chris Atkins iPod rotation right now?
I've been listening a lot of Drake today. So Drake's the number one topic. But one of my good friends from, you know, back here in Indy, who's based out of Muncie right now, Flacco. I've been bumping him a whole lot. So Flacco and 80s Dad. So if anyone would have a chance to listen to that, then go ahead and put that in your iTunes.
All right, there you go. Nice little plug there. I mean, that St. Vincent Academy. Yeah, they must be bumping with the Drake, though. You're about the second or third guy that said that. So I guess there's a lot
Drake.
Of...
It's Drake. It's Drizzy. Yeah. You can't go wrong with him. And Taco.
I like it. I like it. We're talking to Chris Atkins, University of Indiana. We're doing the three and out. I got two up, two down, one to go. And let's see where we're going to go with this one. All right. You know, you're from Indianapolis. A lot of people are going to be passing through there for the combine next week. So, you know, don't give me St. Elmo's, but give me a good hot spot to go and eat when I'm there at the Indianapolis Combine.
You got to make your way to Long's Donuts Bakery. You know, they got really quality donuts there. And over on the east side around where I live, there's a restaurant, a Greek restaurant by the name of Sea Rose that is real quality, really, really good food. And I typically try to make a trip there every time I come home. But any Chinese place around the city, I'm a fan of, so.
All right, now, if you get drafted by the Colts, you know they're going to be making you run some donut runs over there.
No, yeah, you know. as long as I get to eat them, too.
Yeah, you put the donut spot out there now. When you get drafted by the Colts, they're going to be making you run down the street. And, you know, I remember the Hard Knocks episode, Herm Edwards, he likes his donuts hot and crispy, baby.
Yeah, I'd rather have to do that on the field, you know, in football than somewhere else, so.
Absolutely. Chris Atkins joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show from the University of Indiana, and we'll be following his path to the draft as he gets ready for his pro day coming up, and hopefully, Chris, we can check in and touch base with you after that, and prior
of
to
course.
The draft, we'll be looking forward to talking to you, and drop us a line anytime, huh?
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
Hey, appreciate you taking some time out of your hectic schedule there up at St. Vincent's. You know, you guys have been having a busy schedule day in and day out. I know it's a big process, a lot of preparation, 24/7 goes into getting ready for the next level. So for another NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show, I am your host, Rick Saratella, signing off. We will see if we will have more NFL draft prospects joining us. Going to take a quick break, and then we will let you know. But bear with us. Stay tuned, because we can't stop, won't stop, baby. Counting you down to the 2012 NFL draft, just 73 days away, folks. Can you feel me? Ooh, man, that blood running through my veins is boiling because I can't wait, and I know our next guest can't wait. That would be none other than Joe Holland, outside linebacker from the University of Purdue, joins us right now on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. I want to welcome you in. Joe, how you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you. How you doing?
Doing great. Appreciate you taking some time out of your hectic schedule there at St. Vincent's up in Indianapolis as you get ready for your 2012 Pro Day workout. And, you know, word on the street is you guys are pumping Drake pretty heavy inside the weight room there.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Drake being played. I'm guilty of being a huge fan of his as well, so I'm definitely not complaining.
All right. And how's the camaraderie going with all the testosterone flowing around in the gymnasium? Talk about a little bit the competitiveness of the atmosphere and how it's helped you get ready for your pro day coming up here on March the 9th.
It's been fantastic so far. Coming in, I didn't really know what to expect. Being with a group of guys that are all kind of vying for the same positions. But we've all, as a group, we've all gotten really, really close. And I think a big part of that is the fact that we push each other each and every day. I'm surrounded by some of the best college football players in the nation. So I know that I have to bring it every single day if I want to keep up with these guys. So, you know, we're doing a great job pushing each other. We're having a lot of fun together. And, I'm glad that I've got the opportunity to meet these players.
We're talking to Joe Holland, University of Purdue, outside linebacker, all Big Ten, honorable mention. Talk about a William Campbell Trophy finalist, 284 career tackles. I mean, you're all over the football field. Just talk about playing the linebacker position on the defensive side of the ball and just being one of the team leaders as a senior and setting an example for some of the younger players on your team.
Well, I feel very blessed to have had the college career that I was able to have. Having the opportunity to start 48 games in my college career is something that I'm proud of. Just kind of developing into that defensive leader. I actually got moved from safety to linebacker after my redshirt freshman year, after my true freshman year. And, it was a lot of fun. It was definitely challenging, but I had a lot of fun kind of adapting to the new position. And, just the progress that I made each and every year, speaks very highly of the coaching that I got and the patience they had with me through that process. So, I feel very blessed to have had the career that I had at Purdue. Can't thank my teammates and coaches enough for all the love and support they gave me. And just have a really good feeling looking back at my college career.
The University of Purdue is definitely one of the great football programs in college football. Talk about this past year and some of the personal goals and team goals that you guys had set prior to the season. And how did you guys fare? How did you feel like you guys fared? And what did you take away from this past season?
Well, when I first committed to Purdue, they were a top 25 team. They had gone to bowl games every year for the past like 10 years, and had great success. So when I got there, I expected to keep that rolling. And for whatever reason, be it injuries or coaching changes. We had a couple tough seasons early in my career. So going into my senior year, I just wanted to make sure that, my class took Purdue back to where it was when we all got there. We wanted to get back to a bowl game. We wanted to, finish with a really good record in the Big Ten. And, we had an up-and-down year. We lost a couple games that we should have won. But the important part is we had big wins against Ohio State. We beat Illinois. And, most importantly, finished off beating IU last game of the season to become bowl eligible. So, in hindsight, I think we can definitely look at this season as a great success. We wanted to get back to a bowl game, and we did. We wanted to win the bowl game, and we did that as well. So, I was very happy with how the season went. Like I said, we lost a couple games that we shouldn't have lost. But the important part is, we finished with a winning record. We finished with a bowl game victory. And I think we have a lot to be proud of, and I think they have a lot to look forward to for next year.
And we're talking to Joe Holland here, University of Purdue outside linebacker. Joe, how do you feel, in terms of improving your game this past season? What are some certain areas that you worked on to improve upon your game?
Well, coming from a safety position, I've always felt very comfortable in the pass. I've felt comfortable with man-to-man technique, different zone coverages. But the one thing that I really wanted to make sure that I really got down this year was playing with my hands in the run game, and not getting grubbed up by those big uglies up front. That's something I really wanted to improve on. That's something my coach really harped on, was using your hands and not just throwing your shoulder in there. And I think that's the one part of my game that improved the most this year, was taking on blocks physically with my hands, getting off blocks, and still making, you know, making plays.
Yeah, now you talk about making plays and using your hands and playing that outside linebacker position, and as you mentioned, transitioning from safety. We saw evidence of that with 9 pass deflections, 8 breakups, you know, to go along with, you know, you led the team with 94 tackles, 10.5 tackles for a loss. So you showed the ability to not only get into the backfield and create the disruption, but also, as you said, with the safety experience, using your hands, getting your hands on the ball and deflecting balls. Just talk about, you know, you talked about playing with your hand in the dirt, but how much did that help you having that safety experience and then transitioning to linebacker, being able to read the quarterback and then get your hands up, deflect balls? You know, sometimes people don't even see that in the box score, pass deflection, but when you talk about almost double-digit pass deflections, that's almost just as good as a sack or a tackle for a loss because you're stopping the opponent on that play. Just talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, you know, I think you know, I only had 1 year of experience at safety, and it was the year that I did redshirt. But just getting those reps at practice and being in that meeting room, you know, really helped me feel comfortable defending the pass. I think the biggest thing for me was, you know, being comfortable in passing situations allowed me to stay on the field on third downs. And, you know, my coaches felt comfortable with me playing man-to-man on slot receivers. You know, my coaches felt comfortable keeping me in on obvious passing situations. And, you know, that allowed me to, you know, be on the field during those passing times and then get my hands on some balls. You know, I think it was really important, too, that, you know, just kind of having a good feeling for, you know, route combinations or what to expect from certain offenses, that allowed me to put myself in position and allowed my coaches to put me in position, you know, to deflect passes and, you know, have an interception and, you know, just defend the pass well. So, you know, I think my safety background definitely helps, as you know, along with the great coaching that I got as well.
All right, we're talking to Joe Howland, University of Purdue, playing in the Big Ten. Joe, you know, you guys get your share of big-time opponents, whether it be Penn State, Illinois, Michigan, Wisconsin. You guys had a nice victory against Ohio State this past year, and then capped the season off with a nice ball win against Western Michigan, 37-32. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, whether it be a team or an individual opponent, who is the toughest opponent that you've faced throughout your college career?
Throughout my entire college career, I would say this past year's Wisconsin team, which probably doesn't come as a surprise to many people, the balance that they have offensively with, you know, being able to run the ball with Monty Ball, you know, behind an unbelievable offensive line. I think one of the best offensive lines I've ever played against.
Yeah.
You know, but also having Russell Wilson, you know, behind center, he can extend a play so well with his feet. He's got an unbelievable arm. So they're a monster to try to stop offensively. And you know, the balance that they bring to the table, along with the physicality, I think hands down they're the best team. This 2011 Wisconsin team is the best team I've faced.
Yeah, and, you know, you mentioned Russell Wilson, that dual-threat quarterback. I mean, you guys, you had, like, kind of a trifecta there with Michigan, Wisconsin, Ohio State, back-to-back-to-back. I mean, you know, you faced Denard Robinson, then Russell Wilson, then Terrell Pryor. You know, it seems like you had your share of dual-threat quarterbacks, and we're seeing that a little bit more at the next level, whether it be Cam Newton, Tim Tebow, Michael Vick. Talk a little bit about that experience, the challenges of taking on a dual-threat quarterback and some of the responsibilities that you had as a linebacker at your linebacker position. Just talk a little bit about that.
The hardest thing about playing against a dual-threat quarterback is that it turns the game into an 11-on-11 game. When you're playing against a power running team that has a quarterback – you know, that's really just there to hand the ball off, he kind of takes himself out of the play. You don't have to account for him anymore. But when you're facing a dual-threat quarterback, you always have to account for the quarterback running the ball. And you really, really have to game plan well for that, or you won't have enough numbers to stop the running back or the quarterback. You know, so those weeks of practice, the Michigan week, the Wisconsin week, Ohio State week, they're always very intense, need to be very, very detailed if you want to be able to stop those offenses. And, even more so than the quarterback, having a threat of running the ball is just their ability to extend a play. When you get a running quarterback, you get him in third and long, you think you have him for a sack, and, they're able to scramble out of that situation and, convert a solid pass. So, they really do bring, they're very difficult to stop, and they bring a lot to the table. And, it's really no wonder why, the NFL you're starting to see more and more dual threat quarterbacks in the NFL.
All right. We're talking to Joe Holland, University of Purdue, outside linebacker. He gets ready for his pro day coming up on March the 9th. March 9th. Name you need to know, Joe Holland. Keep an eye out on him, Joe. Before we let you go, we like to do a little something called three and out, a little bit of a lighter side of things outside the lines. We're not all X's and O's here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. What's a hobby? What does Joe Holland like to do when he's not playing football in his spare time?
Like almost any 23-year-old boy, I enjoy an occasional video game. I like to play video games with my friends. I'm also a huge music buff, like a ton of different types of music, and try to dabble in playing some instruments when I get the opportunity.
Oh, all right. Maybe next show appearance we can get you to play the flute or something, the trombone.
I don't play the flute.
I'm just messing around with you, Joe, having a little fun here. That's one up, one down, two to go. How about if I said you can have any three dinner guests, past, present, or future, who would you invite to the dinner table?
Past, present, or future. The first one would have to be my grandpa. He died when I was fairly young. Didn't get a great chance to get to know him, so I would love to sit down and have dinner with him. That's it. That's all I need.
I put you on the spot, didn't I? All right.
Hey,
sometimes one is better than three. All right.
Well, I added two more. I wouldn't talk to them at all. So I'm just trying to be gracious.
Yeah.
I got you.
I won't kill you too bad. I won't put you on the spot. Last one before I let you go. I'm an NFL team. Tell me why I should draft you.
I think I have a lot to offer to a team, having some experience at safety, and then playing a lot of games at linebacker in my career. I was blessed to start 48 games in my college career. So, I think that speaks volumes of my durability. It says a lot about my consistency. I also played a lot of special teams in my career. Even though I was, starting at linebacker, they kept me on a lot of special teams. But, by my choice, I wanted to make sure I was on the field as much as I can. So I just think that, I bring a lot to the table. I have a lot to offer, with my athleticism. And I'm a good locker room guy. So I think I'd be a good choice.
All right. Well, there you have it. Joe Holland from the University of Purdue, outside linebacker, joining us here on the NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight Show. His pro day is March 9th, folks. Definitely want to keep a lookout for that. You can always check back at the NFL Draft Bible website for pro day updates. We'll be keeping tabs on Joe. And I want to thank you, Joe, for joining us here, taking some time out of your hectic schedule up at St. Vincent's. It's been a pleasure, and hopefully we'll get to touch base and talk to you soon.
Definitely. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate it. And that about does it for another NFL Draft Bible Player Spotlight interview. Can't stop, won't stop. We're having a lot of fun here, and we're going to see if we can cycle in some more NFL Draft Player Prospect interviews for you. But first, we're going to take a quick break and have you listen to some very entertaining tunes. We'll be right back. And as we fade out and tune out, that about does it for the NFL Draft Bible Kickoff Extravaganza for the NFL Draft 2012 edition. As we count you down, 73 days away, we had a bonanza of guests that we will be posting on the NFL Draft Bible website. So stay tuned for those updates as we keep tabs on the upcoming prospects, names that you need to know. Nobody does it better than the NFL Draft Bible. For your host, Rick Saratella, we're signing off. Follow us on Twitter at NFL Draft Bible. You can like us on Facebook. Do what you do in the social media world, and you know how we do. We'll catch you next time. Peace out.